You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Amanda Lawson, who is an entrepreneur, a mother, and the founder of USA Virtual Assistants, a complete team of virtual professionals, all based in the United States. Amanda, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell me, there are thousands of virtual assistants out there. What makes USA Virtual Assistants different than the rest?
Well, we have an entire team of 13 virtual professionals. So when people work with our team, they aren't just working with one individual. They actually have access to a complete team of professionals that specialize in a wide range of categories. So really, whatever our clients need, we're able to handle it. They aren't just limited to one person's experience. They actually have the entire team of 13 professionals' experience working for them.
What are the top three reasons why people utilize a virtual assistant instead of a traditional in-office employee?
Well, I would say the first one is definitely the savings. On average, we save our clients around $50,000 per year compared to a traditional in-office assistant. Our clients don't have to worry about paying for fringe benefits, office equipment, the office space, workers' comp, overtime, or especially idle time. They're simply billed for the exact amount of time spent on their projects. And secondly is they don't have to pay someone for a full day of work. If they only need a certain amount of work done in a day, they only pay for that amount. So they don't have to worry about keeping someone busy for 8 hours a day. And we can generally crunch an average 8-hour day into about 3 to 4 hours as virtual assistants. And the third reason is the skill level. As virtual assistants, it's our job to continually educate ourselves on marketing, technology, sales, and even administrative trends. So we're always taking classes and further educating ourselves the way a traditional in-office staff generally wouldn't have the drive or the time. But this is our business and our livelihood, so it really just matters that much more.
Amanda, what type of businesses do you work with, and what is your ideal target market?
Well, our clients range from people who are in an established business or startup companies to businesses that are just looking to expand. So we currently work with clients ranging from local construction companies, home improvement companies, real estate agents, insurance agents, attorneys, auto repair facilities. We work with authors, investment companies, a few technology companies, and more, really just small businesses that are looking to have a larger presence.
Today, we're joined by Amanda Lawson, the founder of USA Virtual Assistants, a complete team of virtual professionals all based in the U.S. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What types of services do you provide for your clients?
Well, we actually have a complete list of over 50 different services that we provide to our clients. So it's arranged from everything from accounting and bookkeeping to Excel spreadsheets and PowerPoint presentations, webinar setup, executive administrative services, website design, and so many more. We're really designed to be a one-stop shop for our clients, so they know that anytime they need something, we have the expertise and the team available to get it done.
What technology do you have that sets your team apart from other teams of virtual assistants and other companies?
Well, we actually have quite a few programs that we use that really help keep our projects going efficiently. So we have an amazing project management system that allows for easy tracking of project deadlines, communication, and document sharing, so it keeps everything all in one place. And we also have an online time tracking system that allows our clients 24/7 access to their account so they can see exactly how and when their time was utilized. And then we also have online invoicing system that shows them their account information online so they can always review their account and also pay their bills online. And then we also have what we call precision billing, which allows us to bill the client up to the exact second that they use. So we don't round up like a lot of other companies do. And I think that really sets us apart from other teams in the industry.
Amanda, with the economy, and there's so many people starting businesses, so many entrepreneurs that have gone out there and kicked off a business, and those that are growing quickly, they're being successful. Most entrepreneurs, too, don't know when to stop, and they also want to do it all themselves. What really, and I guess the question would be, why would maybe a business owner, a small business owner, or a self-employed individual be slow to use a virtual assistant, or what's the holdback? Because I've heard this before, and I guess it's maybe a lack of information or a mindset of what they really could, they could be making so much more money by using a virtual assistant.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things that people struggle with is they're concerned about not being able to, you know, kind of watch over the people that they're working with, and they're a little bit hesitant about working with someone virtually, not knowing what they're doing. So that's when our project management and our online time tracking systems really helps bring it all together so people can really see exactly what we're doing. And when we first start working with people, we explain to them how a virtual assistant works, what some of the things are that they can expect in the first month when we're learning about each other. And then we also help them determine exactly what they should be delegating out, what's the most important to get off their plate, and what we can help them with so that they can go out and really start focusing on what brings in more money while we help them with the behind-the-scenes, more tedious tasks that they may not want to do.
In conclusion, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's considering a virtual assistant right now?
Well, I would say the biggest tip I can give people is when you're searching for the right virtual assistant for your needs, make sure that there's some type of a backup plan. If you're working with an individual or looking to work with an individual, make sure that they know what's going to happen if they're on vacation, if they're ill, or if something happens to their business. That's one of the benefits of working with a team is you know there's always someone else that can step in and help out anytime your workflow picks up, or if someone's out ill, there's always a backup plan when you're working with a team, so you have that insurance set in place. Also, be sure that not only is their experience a match for what you're looking for, but also their personality, as the ideal virtual assistant will work with you as a team and not necessarily for you. So you want to make sure that you have that true business partner type relationship to really make the greatest impact on your business.
She is Amanda Lawson, who is an entrepreneur, a mother, and the founder of USA Virtual Assistants, a complete team of virtual professionals all based in the U.S. And the website of reference is yourusava.com. Amanda, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
A lot of people, once they've hit that mark and of success, a lot of times they kind of like snub their nose and forget about a simple thing about a returning a phone call or replying to an email. The more success, the more commitment that you need to make to making sure that you're responding appropriately to people and treating people as your equal rather than thinking that you've already you've made it, and so that you don't have to take the time to make that phone call calling someone back. So to continue to grow, in order to continue growing beyond that point, I think it's the most important that you always remember to never forget how you got there, and to make sure that you're taking care of your business at home with your family, and take time to yourself.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.